And now for your radio news update, I'm Navy Petty Officer Jacob Hart. Allies lobby for troops. Poland and Lithuania are making a coordinated pitch to host U.S. forces slated to leave Germany. Navy Petty Officer Anthony Garr reports on how the proposed strategic shift could impact NATO's eastern flank.
During NATO's Brave Griffin exercise in Lithuania, Polish President Karol Nawrocki and Lithuanian President Gitanas Nausėda publicly urged President Donald Trump to relocate some of the 5,000 U.S. troops set to be withdrawn from Germany to their territories. Both European leaders emphasized their nation's strategic positioning and readiness to receive Allied forces. Nawrocki even pledged to personally lobby the administration, stressing that Poland already has the necessary infrastructure to keep American soldiers in Europe. The joint appeal centers heavily on securing the vulnerable Suwalski Gap, a critical stretch of land between the Russian exclave of Kaliningrad and Belarus. However, the potential relocation comes amid political complexities following disagreements between Washington and Berlin over the Iran war. While Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk has urged caution, warning that Poland shouldn't appear to benefit at Germany's expense, military analysts note that shifting forces east could significantly strengthen deterrence along NATO's immediate front line. Senior Republicans, including Senator Roger Wicker and Representative Mike Rogers, are pushing to keep the withdrawn troops in Eastern Europe rather than returning them home, arguing it is vital for deterring Russian aggression. Conversely, some Democrats have criticized the initial decision to pull forces from Germany, warning it lacks a clear strategic rationale and could inadvertently embolden Moscow. For more information, visit www.stripes.com. From Sigonella, Sicily, I'm Navy Petty Officer Anthony Garro.
That's your radio news update from AFN Sigonella. I'm Navy Petty Officer Jacob Hart.